SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities release new information about the man responsible for Wednesday's terror attack in New Orleans.
Officials are saying the suspect acted alone, and they're investigating what happened on New Year's Day in New Orleans as an act of terrorism. The second big headline, the FBI says there is no definitive link as of yet between the events on Bourbon Street with the explosion of a Tesla truck outside of a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. And the third big headline is that the attacker left coolers around New Orleans with explosive devices inside of those coolers, but they were all recovered. None of them had exploded, and there was no additional threat to the public there.
Meanwhile, Bourbon Street is back open after the 15 people were killed, dozens more hurt when the Islamic terrorists plowed through the crowd in New Orleans. President Trump is planning a major rally in Washington, D.C. on the eve of his inauguration. Mr. Trump is hosting what he called a victory rally he'll never forget for 20,000 supporters January 19th. Also at SRNNews.com, Speaker Mike Johnson is confident about his chances ahead of the House's speaker vote today. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Johnson said in a televised interview, quote, "I'm humbled and honored to have President Trump's endorsement for the role again. We're going to get this done." Johnson pointed to the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans, noting that serious issues are happening across the country. The speaker argued the country and Congress cannot afford drama. If all members are present, Johnson would need 218 votes to be elected speaker.
It's about to get really, really cold. A blast of winter weather is going to chill much of the country in the coming days. About 5 million people in several states are under winter weather alerts. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Gen Z.
They are Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2025 may see the establishment of laws designed to protect kids in several states. In Tennessee, one new statute requires porn websites to verify that customers are at least 18 years old. The Free Speech Coalition, a porn trade association, has filed a challenge. A Florida law bans kids under 14 from having social media accounts and requires parental consent for kids 14 to 15. This is SRN News. Supporters and opponents of the South Korean president have been rallying in Seoul. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
Thousands of President Yoon Suk Yeol's supporters rallied on Thursday amid a heavy police presence. Pro-Yoon protester Cho Sung-won says the country is in a state of civil war and anarchy. President Yoon, he says, needs to return so he can normalize the country. Anti-Yoon protesters also held a rally in a nearby area, demanding Yoon's immediate arrest and impeachment, one saying the suspension of presidential powers is not enough and that Yoon needs to be criminally punished. To formally end Yoon's presidency, at least six justices on the nine-member constitutional court must vote in favor. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden awarding Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson with the Presidential Citizens Medal. They both are known for attacks on Trump. More at SRNNews.com.